minutes in October.
The entire month of October?
Yes.
So moved.
Sure.
Any addition or correction? All in favor?
Aye.
Carries. Okay, Tim, you're around.
Yep. Yes, sir. All right, good morning. I have one item for you this morning. This is a change order to a contract we have with Gray Bar for a automatic transfer switch, a manual transfer switch, and a quick connect for the 911 center. This is for the generator UPS project that we've been doing out there. If you remember, we hired Labella Associates to come in and look at the electrical issues that we were having at the 911 center. As part of the project, his recommendation was to put in a new automatic transfer switch and then also put in a quick connect to the external part of the building for us to be able to bring in a portable generator to connect into the building if we have issues. And that would include a manual transfer switch with that quick connect. So the total on this is $86,527.78.
I bet the marshal
paid for out of this will be paid for out of Homeland Security grant funds.
So move.
Second.
Any idea? You probably don't know, but any idea why all these years we had a manual switch?
There is an automatic transfer switch that's there. It's 20 years old, and we've been having some major issues with that switch. It's time for replacement. We actually had an issue this past week where the generator transferred or did its test during the week, and the automatic transfer switch didn't transfer back. So we ended up having to call the manufacturer service technician in, who was able to manually switch it back. But he basically said, 20 years old, you're due for a new switch.
No, my question was why we didn't have a manual switch years ago.
Yeah, it was never part of the design that they put in when the building was originally built. This was a recommendation that Labella had said, you know, we should put a separate feed for an external generator with a manual switch so that we could, you know, bring an external generator in and run the building if we needed to.
Absolutely. I just wondered why we never had one. But moving on. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Anything else,
okay, thank
Tim?
You. No, thank that's you. All. Thank you so much.
All right. Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. You can hear me. Excellent. I have the, I'm looking to accept the 2021 DWI crackdown grant. It's a total of 17,000. It's 5,668 to the sheriff's office and 11,332 to participating agencies.
We'll move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries. Anything else, Sheriff?
That is it. Thank you much.
Yep, you have a safe week. Morning, Vince.
Morning, Gary. Last month, I asked you to move money out of our major equipment accounts to pay for parts and repairs. And Brenda and Jennifer looked at it and said that there is a maximum amount that I can move. So I want to knock down those requests from $33,000 down to $25,000 and from $44,000 down to $25,000.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
In our fueling, in our fueling stations, we're at the point now we're studying getting quotes for upgrading the software systems and the terminals. It's getting so we can't get parts for them, and they're old. The software is old. We we can get a lot more information, easier to read out of the new software. So a new software system is somewhere around $190,000 with new terminals. And so I have a lot of it in a capital project, but I need to transfer it out, part of it out of interest earnings and other unclassified revenue. The other unclassified revenue is $123,932. That's from where we charge all other municipalities for using our tanks. We put a 12-cent surcharge on it. And so it's built up. So I'd like to, in this resolution, transfer the $4,213 from interest earnings and the $123,932 from unclassified revenue into the capital projects.
I'll move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Yeah, sorry.
It's not about that. I was waiting till after
your. Okay.
The 12 cents that you charge per gallon to municipalities, can any municipality use that, or is it just fire departments or any townships?
Any municipality, if someone's not using it and wants to, just give us a call, give me or Lisa at the office, and we'll get them set up on the system with, you know, keys and passwords.
I just look at the 12 cents as the. You know, it's coming from a town supervisor also standpoint, that 12 cents takes that whole liability of us having, you know, above ground tanks at our shop. So
yeah.
Just curious how that worked, if it was open to all municipalities.
It is. Okay, it is. You. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Vince. Office of the Aging. Hi, Patty.
I just have one item. I need authorization to accept a $60,000 benefits enrollment center grant from the National Council on Aging. This is for application assistance for basic benefits. We want it to go in our 2021 budget. We didn't know about it when we did our budget, but there's a 15% match, which is already accounted for in the 2021 budget. So I just need approval to accept that.
So move.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Kathy or Lisa, there she is. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
And the table's being cleaned.
Me too. Thank you, Kay. Hello, I also have just one item. I am here to request approval of a resolution to appropriate the additional DSRIP monies that we just received into the capital project that we created. The Delivery System Reform Incentive Program funds. And the last money that we received was
$242,862. So moved.
Second.
Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
Carries. What about our RV?
Want to rent it?
Do we have a rental
program? A motor home that we're supposed to be receiving.
The mobile home is here. It's been here.
Yeah.
We have utilized it. It's back out at the hospital, parked either in the MRI bay or out in front of the CAC. So we can utilize it across the county. And it just got winterized. So it's available for that.
We got a driver and everything. And
yeah, I mean, we're using our... our coordinator to drive it.
Yeah. All right.
It's winterized. We're not going to use it in the winter.
Well, no, I mean, the pipes are. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. It's not my, It's not my field. It's not my area. But yeah, it's where we put in the chemicals into the in so that it doesn't freeze the lines. Yeah.
Yeah. I was curious if we were using it yet.
We have used it, but we are hoping to begin using it more.
It sat out here quite a while.
It did. It did.
It was used for
a mix. So it was used when it was needed for that, but it was also used for people just to be able to drop off items since the county building was closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, this hasn't cost us anything from the state for a 3-year period.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
Put it in.
3-year period. Right. Thank you. Okay.
strictly cash.
All right, Tammy, before you start, Judy, you here? Yeah. Go ahead, jump in there.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can.
Okay. Well, most of you were there for the admin meeting, so you know I have the semi-annual mortgage tax distribution report, and the total we are distributing for the period of April 1st through September 30th, 2020 is $750,118.14.
I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Carries. Got it, Judy. You're all set.
Thanks, Gary. Now I can go on to the youth and government. All right.
Yep.
Thanks.
God save the queen.
Okay. Tammy?
Questions on the regular monthly reports, budget transfers and or purchase orders. Not that I can ever answer anything on purchase orders, but I can research it.
Right. Well, the one purchase order, the first one for the district attorney, we bought a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Have we considered switching him over to the leasing program? It's probably more a question for Jack.
Yep, we did. We had that discussion, and based on the mileage that they put on, it didn't seem like a good fit according to them.
Okay. And then there's one something for overseas shipment, $31,800. That's a purchase order.
Bought that piece of equipment.
Found,
from Germany.
Trucks in Turkey. Federal surplus. On a federal military base.
Wow. Thank you. Let me see.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you, Vince. I was just quick looking on the transfers. I thought I had a question, but I don't remember where it was.
I have a question on the transfers. Under the sheriff, gifts and donations, $2,000. And the offset is legislative board salaries and wages, $2,000. Can you tell me what that is?
I suspect it's
Scott
an error.
An increase?
Well, you've been asking all along.
I am guessing it's an error. I would have to, I'll look into that and let you know. I can't imagine that was where they intended it to go. So.
Okay.
I'll look and let you know. Well, he doesn't do the data entry, so he'd have to go find somebody else to do it as well.
One other question on
the. Can you tell me the date on that? It was.
Date 311? No. No. Oh, that's the account number. It doesn't have a date on it. Oh, yeah, it is. 10-9.
You have another question, John?
Yeah, I have one other question on the budget payroll adjustment for Irwin Transfer Station for overtime. Aren't they set hours at these transfer stations? So what are we paying overtime for?
The transfer station is
two main reasons are we're, we don't have enough people, so people that are working have to work longer hours. And with the COVID, I've had one extra person at Irwin and one extra person at Whalen. I've had one extra person working that day on Saturday to keep people separated.
Okay.
I can vouch for hence the one in Irwin. They're definitely doing it. He's right off the whole time, making sure that people take their turn and stay in charge, stay 6 feet apart.
And at some time I had asked for a breakdown of what revenues were generated by cost centers for each of those transfer stations. Is that something that's forthcoming?
That was,
we have it. I thought,
yeah, that was in the follow-up, right, Amanda? I think it,
yeah, you sent something out.
It was in the
I must have missed it.
Follow-up from the budget meeting, the notes that we inserted the response.
I'll go back through and look.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Hey, moving on.
We need an executive session for some property related items. Ready. So that's all. I mean, everything else I have is just for executive session. So I don't know if there's anything else in open session or not.
Jack, got anything?
Nothing.
Any questions for Terry? Jack?
Nope, all set.
Nope.
I'll make a motion. We go into executive session.
Second.
Motion to go in executive. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. What you got?
Those two.
Okay.
Yep. They open at 11?
Yeah.
So you got their number, though.
I had to Google it.
They have an apartment for rent. Dan.